I have three names. So it would be Masi, Masitsa, Shitemi. We get three names because you have to get a first English name. I have to get a middle name, which my parents give me, and then I have to take my father's last name. That's how we do it. And I was born in Nairobi, Kenya. Growing up, I was the only girl between two boys. So all my friends were my older brother's friends till I got to college. My parents were very religious. So all my other friends used to be my church friends, would go to church together. Both my parents are teachers and they teach at the university. So I come up from a very educational background and everything. They're very nice. My mom was there a lot when you're growing up. My dad used to travel a lot for work. But then when we got to high school, my mom started traveling. We lived in a house my parents built about when I was 10 years old. It was a very big compound area. So we used to keep a cow so that we don't have to buy milk. My mom used to have a garden. Most of my friends or cousins would come and visit us and then we'd play at home. So if I was leaving the house, it was either to go to school or go to church. So to entertain myself, my mom used to buy me books. So I used to read a lot growing up. I used to read a lot of Nancy Drew growing up and the Hardy Boys and a lot of African books. So we used to read a lot of British books like Oliver Twist. TV was my best friend. But my mom would make sure that you have to go outside. You can read books or you can watch TV, but you still have to go outside and run around and play around. Growing up, my dad would always take us out on safaris. We'd always go see like hot springs and it's hot enough. Then you'd see people come with eggs and then like it just boils the eggs in like 2 seconds. We lived near a lot of giraffes because there's a lot of places in Kenya where the wild animals just walk around. They're kind of contained, but they're not fenced. You know, so we lived near where there were a lot of giraffes, you know, so we'd always just go out there, have picnics, and then it's like a giraffe right there. I think now I'm in a better position to travel back more often because I'm working, you know, I can save more money now. But I was there last year in September. I plan on going again in May. It's never enough. Trust me, it's hard enough being away for 6 months. I just knew I'd get a better education here. And being a woman in IT, the market is more open here than it is in Kenya. I kind of knew I'd go to Indiana University in Indianapolis because my mom has had experience with that and she knew of what the programs they had. All I had to do was just make the application. And then once I got accepted into IU and then apply for the visa, I was given the visa and then I just bought a plane ticket and I came. It was cold. I got to Indianapolis on the 1st of January, so right in the middle of winter. In Kenya, you learn English and Kiswahili from kindergarten, if not earlier. So you learn it from the get-go. Kenya was a British colony, so we learned British English, and I had to learn a lot of the American English. I was lucky enough that I came and started my undergraduate here. So I had a lot of help from the international office at the school, from other international students who were part of the university before I got there. I graduated college. I worked at an accounting firm as an IT support specialist. And then I moved to Pittsburgh, started my graduate school, and I'm working at the Children's Museum now at the same time. It's hard to move your entire life because basically that's what you're doing. You're moving your entire life. You're leaving all your friends. You're leaving everything you know to start off somewhere. The best time to travel is when you're in college because it's easier to find somebody to actually pay for your travel in college. But when you guys get to that point in your lives, look at like study abroad kind of opportunities. So study abroad is always great and you can do like from a few weeks to just one semester or to a whole year and you go to a different part in this world. You get to meet so many people. So, yeah, definitely do a bit of study abroad while you're in college.